Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, installing energy-efficient windows to help lower utility bills year-round. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. When was the last time you fulfilled a childhood dream? For the goth duo Occults, their desire to create music like their favorite post-punk and dark wave bands has taken them from tinkering around during COVID lockdown to building a fan base overseas and headlining a tour across the U.S. with a tour stop here in St. Louis. Joining us remotely from Denver, Colorado is Emilio Hernandez. Welcome, Emilio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And also joining us remotely from Los Angeles, California is Patrick Lawrence. Welcome to you as well, Patrick.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, thank you both for joining us today. Now, I usually don't make it a point to say exactly where guests are joining us from, but I'm doing so because this episode and episodes like it are really all about local musicians. And while neither of you lives in St. Louis anymore, you both have strong STL roots, and we're about talking about artists that are not only based here, but from here. So, Patrick, how is it that you and Emilio met? You were friends before starting Occults, right?
Yeah, we have known each other for almost 25 years. We were formerly in a band called Nothing Still that played in St. Louis from about 2001 to 2010. And Emilio was a mutual friend from my friends in high school. And they told me several times, you got to meet this guy. He'd be perfect for your band. And, you know, we gave it a shot. And, you know, I still remember the van pulling up to my house. And he jumped out of his mom's van with he had a shaved head and two long bangs off the front of his head.
Okay.
And that image is burned in my memory forever as the first time I laid eyes on Emilio Hernandez. And yeah, we've been best friends ever since.
What was your impression of Patrick when you first met him? I mean, I would imagine that people were also telling you, Emilio, that you needed to meet Patrick.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I had spent a lot of time prior in, you know, I guess I would say like more of the metal band scene that was going on in St. Louis. And it was never really, a passion of mine. And our mutual friends had mentioned that there was, you know, a band that was kind of wanting to do something different and something that was probably going to be more up my alley. And, you know, meeting Patrick was strange because I just didn't really go. I went in not knowing what to expect, you know, and I guess there was a sense of nerves because I was, you know, about to try out for a band that I didn't know anybody. And that was a first for me. Patrick, and he's still the same way today. He can come off a little intimidating whenever you first meet him. He's got a very powerful voice whenever he talks to you. and so A little intimidating. I mean, and he'll tell you this story the same way, is that, you know, even whenever I auditioned for the band, I couldn't even face the band. I had such, like, I guess I would say, like, a stage fright performing in front of, like, these new people that I had never met. But, you know, that quickly faded.
And also, I think it would be very St. Louis of us to mention that we went to different high schools.
Oh.
So I went to Melville, and he went to St. John the Baptist, right?
Yeah.
And so we knew nothing about each other. We just had, you know, these one or two mutual friends that knew of us and were like, you two need to get together.
Yeah, I love that you've mentioned that. That does sound very St. Louis. So if we fast forward then, like 2.5 decades or so, maybe a little bit less than that.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Emilio, how is it that Occults came to be?
So Patrick and I had, you know, had been working in the prior band for some time at that point. And you know, honestly, I think Patrick and I both love certain genres of and certain styles of 80s music. We've always been 80s music fans. And I think it kind of stemmed out of COVID boredom, I guess I would say, because this is, you know, around 2020. And I just wanted to start writing some music on my own. The band had started doing a couple of little reunion shows here and there, and we were going to start writing another album for the prior band. But I wanted to write something a little different. And when I decided to write a song for it, I immediately sent it over to Patrick because, you know, I'm going to share anything musical that I make with him. And he loved it. But, you know, obviously it wasn't going to fit into what the other band was working on at the time. And we decided to just keep kind of rolling with that. Just getting out all of our, you know, obviously in our 30s at that point, getting out all of our teenage wants for music and what we wanted to write, you know, when we were teenagers, but never had the technology or the knowledge to do so. And, you know, apparently in your 30s, that's whenever you gain all of the knowledge to do everything.
That is a perfect segue for us to experience some of what your music as occults sounds like. So the first song I want our audience to hear is titled Depeche Mode. And that was Depeche Mode by Occults. It comes from their latest album titled Rituals. The creative process that Occults has is, I think, really worth talking about because Emilio and Patrick, you live in different cities and different time zones, for that matter. And after the pandemic, I mean, most professionals had a very complicated relationship with working remotely and over platforms like Zoom. But this creative process that went into writing Depeche Mode, what was that like, Patrick? And, you know, did you go into writing the music thinking that this will be a song specifically titled Depeche Mode, or did it kind of turn into that over time?
Yeah. It actually, it started off as Emilio writing the music. That's how all of our demos usually start, is Emilio comes up with a nugget and demos it. And we affectionately kept calling this one the Depeche Mode song. And I just started thinking about it in a way kind of similar to Taylor Swift's Tim McGraw. And kept thinking like, okay, how do I back into this being a song about falling in love to Depeche Mode? And I had this hook in my head that was when we danced to Depeche Mode and couldn't really, you know, figure it out. And over a couple months, I had just kind of given up on it and just thought like, this is so stupid. nobody's going to like the song. Everybody's going to think it's just silly. And, Emilio did a pass on the vocals and it was so powerful. And I mean, he just knocked it out of the park. And when I heard the song, fully realized for the first time, I knew that it was a single. And I was like, how quickly can we get this song out?
Mm-hmm. So Emilio, when you put the vocals, you know, to these lyrics, what was going through your mind? I mean, was it immediately apparent to you how it should sound?
You know, I think that the music itself, I mean, going into it, you know, I listened to, I mean, I think almost every Depeche Mode album around that time. And I kind of already was in, you know, a Dave Gahan mindset of recording. And it kind of made it a little easier to kind of feel a little bit more natural, because it's in the lower register of my range, vocal range. And yeah, it did not take much to kind of inflect the Dave Gahan-esque feel to it.
Right. So I'd like to get to another song that is on your album, Rituals. And this song is called Strawberry Moon. Let's hear a little of it. And that was Strawberry Moon by Occults. Now, here on the St. Louis On the Air team, we have some fans of astrology and astronomy. And it was actually producer Maya Norfleet who taught me that Strawberry Moon is a real thing. Not exactly a moon that looks like a strawberry, but it's simply the full moon. And that's in June. And it's named that way because June is typically when strawberries are harvested. So, Patrick, as the person who writes a great deal of the lyrics for Occults and with a band name like Occults, I imagine there's some kind of, you know, witchy sort of magic inspiration to your writing. What was it, that inspiration for Strawberry Moon?
Yeah, that's such a great question. My wife is really big into not necessarily astrology, but just, you know, she's definitely into the phases of the moon. Mm-hmm. And so every once in a while, I'll listen to the things she says and pull out my notepad and write down a word or a phrase for potential occult lyrics or song titles. Most of the time, song titles. And Strawberry Moon was one that was bouncing around for a bit. And I think that, like, lyrically, this isn't necessarily a song that's, you know, autobiographical in any way. It's kind of just more of a narrative. Mm-hmm. But it was something where Emilio, again, had, like, he had created the track, and we needed another upbeat song on the album. And so musically it was there, but he did a pass on the chorus melody, and it was stuck in my head for days. And so I knew we were on the right track and just had to write lyrics around it to work.
Well, and to the note that you had made, Patrick, about the tempo of the song, Strawberry Moon is much faster than what we heard with Depeche Mode. And Emilio, you are going at it on the synths there with Strawberry Moon. When you play this song on tour and as you were coming up with the music for it, I mean, were you thinking about how an audience would respond?
You know, I think that when I started writing the music for this song, honestly, it kind of came about because I was listening, I think, to quite a bit of, like, Interpol at the time. Mm-hmm. And some of, like, their earlier, like, Turn on the Bright Lights album. And there's just this driving factor in some of those songs. You think about like Obstacle Number One, and you know, some of the more fast-paced songs that are on that album. And I wanted something that kind of had that bit of a drive, but like, I guess in a way of how would a cult do an Interpol song,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how could I mend that in with the other bands of the genre that were influenced by, you know, what would Johnny Marr play from the Smiths, or how would Robert Smith play this? And so it wanted to be something energetic. And I loved writing this song. I love playing this song. It just has a certain power to it that I was happy to get it out once the music was done, you know, to kind of just be able to sit back and go, yes, this is exactly what I wanted out of this.
I'm speaking today with St. Louis natives Emilio Hernandez and Patrick Lawrence. They are the members of the goth new wave band called Occults, and we're listening to a handful of songs from their latest album titled Rituals. So the next song that we're going to hear from Occults kind of gets at that sort of witchy vibe, I guess you could say, and that is the song Hot Crucible. Let's hear that. That was Hot Crucible by Occults. So any song that starts off with goddamn your vibe is sexy immediately catches my attention. But there's a bridge in this song that is in Spanish. So if you'll forgive me, I'm going to give this a go. It's Mi bruja, mi corazón es tuyo para siempre, sin principio, sin final, viviendo en las sombras contigo. So Maya Norfleet, our producer, again, said that when she heard this part of the song, that it reminded her of Gomez Adams loving on Morticia and kissing her up and down her arm. Who is it that wrote this song? Emilio, Patrick?
It's both, yeah.
Oh, both of you together. Both, yeah. Okay. And as I was listening to the song, when it got to this Spanish language bridge, I was thinking, you know, where does this come from? What does it mean?
I've always kind of liked the anytime that there's some sort of spoken word thing, and I started kind of just putting together, you know, I won't say that I am fluent in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will definitely admit that I am half Mexican. And I just wanted to have some sort of Spanish element into our songs.
Mm-hmm.
The Gomez Adams comparison is such a fantastic comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to put that one in my pocket to use that for it. But just the feeling of, you know, love eternal, you know, in that sort of vein was what I was really wanting to do with that spoken word bridge.
Mm-hmm. The last song we're going to listen to from Rituals is Baptism. Let's hear it.
We'll be right back.
And that was Baptism from Occult's latest album, Rituals. So with Baptism, it really gives that goth feel. And there's lots of religious and specifically Catholic imagery and references throughout. And Patrick, you had mentioned that you went to Melville High School and Emilio went to St. John the Baptist. I mean, St. Louis generally is quite Catholic. Was Baptism inspired or influenced in any way by, you know, Catholic upbringing? Or is that, you know, reading a little too much into something that was written sort of to be a certain kind of experience? Patrick?
No, that's spot on. We're both Catholic boys. You know, we were raised that way. And so we have all that, you know, imagery burned into our minds. And you know, I think sometimes we're both still very spiritual people. Mm-hmm. And I think that we are religious in our own ways. And, you know, we like to talk about that. And, you know, this was a song that I was getting married and had a lot of feelings about. I've always had a lot of feelings about getting married, and I was, you know, really getting awfully close to the day. Mm-hmm. And the lyrics just kind of came out very influenced by this idea of, you know, I'm a person who's, you know, maybe done a lot of bad things in life, but like, I'm ready to give it all up to be with you and be a better person. And that's sort of the theme of the song, is kind of being rebaptized into the world and devoting your life to another person.
Mm-hmm. So just last month, Patrick and Emilio, you started your spring 2025 tour, and tomorrow you will be back home in St. Louis performing at Hot Java in the Grove. So, Patrick, how has the tour been so far?
It's been incredible. You know, we never expected to play live at all. You know, this music was born out of quarantine, and we just thought, you know, we're going to put this out there, and if anybody listens to it, you know, whatever. And, you know, and then people just started asking. I mean, we have a huge fan base in Germany, mm-hmm. You know, Australia, you know, people asking us to come to South Texas, Mexico, South Florida.
Wow.
And then all over the country, you know, the UK. And we were just like, well, we better start maybe figuring this out. And then we had this opportunity that we're coming up on to play this festival in New Jersey called Dark Force Fest. And, you know, luckily we had about a 10-month run up to it. But once that happened, then the door opened.
So, Emilio, how does it feel to be bringing your music back home in this way?
I have not been back to St. Louis since I moved. So we're going on 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited. I have people that have started reaching out on the side and saying, oh, you know, so happy that you're coming back. We can't wait to see you guys live, and that are, you know, snatching up tickets. I'm getting texts from my wife's friends that are going to come out and see us. And it's just really cool to see that the support is still there.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Patrick Lawrence and Emilio Hernandez are the duo behind the dark wave band called Occults. Emilio and Patrick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Occults will be performing at Hot Java in the Grove tomorrow night, April 26th. You can find more information, including the ticket link, on our website. That's stlpr.org.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.